Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Karstens Farm Days at the Karstens 1880 Farmstead over there by Shelby. Mel Hersey is with us this morning. Mel, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. It looks like the weather is going to be pretty nice Saturday and Sunday for the Farm Days.
Yeah, it's kind of giving us a little tension right now, a couple of days of rain so we can get ready for it, but I think it'll all happen. Sounds like nice weather coming in for the weekend, so
yeah.
We'll do it.
Is there a lot to do ahead of time to get ready for the Farm Days?
Well, at times, you know how everybody gets excited about making this is done and that's done and making sure everything's around for kids' days. Everybody's kind of polished up their equipment and digging it out of the corner of their shed, so it kind of gets a little bit excitable, everybody around home that way, but it all takes place.
Yeah. Well, the Karstens Memorial Farmstead gets use all year long, right?
Yeah, we've had several occasions out there. We've had some no-till days out there. We've had a couple of weddings and a few things like that off and on, so... And, other things it used for a little bit everything else, but mostly those are the two or three major things that's happened out here.
You bet. Well, this is the 34th annual this week, and hard to believe it's been that many already.
Yep, time gets along pretty fast when you're really having a good time doing it, I guess.
Boy, it sure does. Now, were you involved originally when this Karstens Farmstead became what it is today?
In one aspect, yes. I was a member of the fire department that first started serving lunch out there at the time when it first started up after the corporation had got it bought from Pottawatomie County, and it was even going on before this took place. But the first time as it was out there, yes, I was involved, but it was serving dinner and stuff like that, but not actually as the position I'm in now.
Well, you've seen everything that happens there over the time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work and a lot of volunteer work put in. You've got a lot of people that really put a lot of sweat into this.
Yeah, we've got some real good volunteers, and like I said, we were talking this morning, and some of us are getting up at the age, and we are seeing some younger guys get involved, and that's really great, you know, to keep it going down the road.
You bet. Well, let's talk about some of the activities that you have, because this is meant to be a family-style event, so everybody can come and enjoy this weekend.
Yes, it's kind of family-oriented, oriented into things like that, but usually start about 6:30 in the morning. The Shelby Fire Department has a Thrasher's breakfast, and they start serving about 6:30, and then about 8:30 or so, 9 o'clock, we have vendors start their booths up and stuff like this, and thrash machines start up about maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock, and the sawmill's going, and all the activities pretty well take place, and then 2 o'clock in the afternoon every day, we have a parade that lasts about an hour or so. After that, on Saturday, about 5:30, Staley's is coming to do another chicken dinner for us. They've done it for quite a few years for us. It's been a good drawing card. So, and there's music on the grounds at all times. Like I said, I think my wife Jackie is involved very heavy with the vendors, and I think she said she had 52 or 53 different vendors coming again this year.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of, they average anything from old machinery to glassware to makeup for the women and stuff like that. There's a lot of things that the women can get involved with or see out there. It's not just strictly a man thing, like you said. It's a family affair. There's a quilt show for the women. They have about 60, 70 quilts or more hung up in the one machine shed. And there's a quilt drawing for a quilt that we make every year, or the girls make every year. It's pretty much oriented to everybody can have a good time while men are looking at the machinery and stuff like that.
Yep, everybody will find something they like.
Yes.
Well, this is it's kind of a hands-on thing, too. It's demonstrations and things going on the whole time.
Yes, it is. If you feel like you want to get involved with the thrashing, if you want to pitch bundles like you used to, just don't tell the fellows you want it, or some of the older ones do it, and stand around and talk about the way it used to be done, and that's what it's all about.
Isn't it funny how it cycles around? A lot of guys probably back in their younger days were not very happy with Dad when he made them come out and help do this stuff, but now they do it because it's it takes them back to their younger years.
Yeah, everybody kind of feels good about it. It's real good.
Absolutely. Well, and they're going to see a lot of different types of things. And I know each year, one of the things you guys do there at Karstens is to kind of spotlight one particular brand of tractors.
Yes, this year we are doing Massey Harris this year. Is one of, and they're doing a state convention meeting here at the farm too.
So you'll have a lot of those out there.
We hope so. They don't really hear too much about them, but it seems like some of the other tractors, the odd tractors that we've had, seem like they all come out of the backside of the barn someplace and get showed up. There's more around than you really think when you think of Massey Harris and a few of these others like that.
Well, that organization, I'm sure, puts the word out for you, and that helps to bring them all in.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, we mentioned this is a family event, and you talked about some of the things for the ladies, some of the things for the guys. The kids have plenty to do, too.
Yeah, the kids kind of really get enjoyment out of coming out that day, and we have on Friday strictly Kids Day, and we kind of narrow it down to like 8, 9, 10-year-olds. 11-year-olds, stuff like that, but we put on quite a deal for them on Friday, just the kids, and then it's interesting to hear some of them come back the next day and say, well, come on, Mom, I want to show you this, I want to show you that. They have really picked up on when they do the Kids' Day.
Well, to them, it's new.
Yes, it is, and they enjoy doing it, you know, even as well as picking up potatoes if it's not too muddy.
You bet. And then there's the corn maze?
Yes, there's a corn maze, and there's a 4-acre corn maze, and they spend a lot of time down in that area, too, the kids do.
You bet. Just not so much the farm days, but in general, Mel, what is it about the Carstens farmstead there that really makes people feel good when they get on the grounds?
Well, I guess basically it's all the volunteer work that goes into it and the support that we get from the community, and it just happens. That's all there is to it, I could say. It isn't really a paid deal or anything, but everybody comes out there and enjoys volunteering their time and enjoys seeing what they're looking at. And just standing around visiting is what really makes it good.
Oh, sure. And when we're driving down the interstate, even those folks who don't live or work on farms, and they see some of the new machinery that's out there in the fields, they see some of the things that go on now, and they think that farming nowadays is just, it's all, you know, it's like everything else. It's all mechanized, it's all computerized, all that kind of stuff. This walks away from all that. This takes you back to the way it used to be.
Yes, and you talk about being family-oriented. You know, before we had the small farms and everybody done anything, and it was a family that did it, not just hired man coming in or big machinery doing the work. It was all done by the family itself, you know, as far as cutting the wood, sawing the wood, kids always had their chores to do, and they part of it, and they enjoyed it.
They were a very important part of the organization.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, we mentioned food and all those kinds of things. I know Friday night, too, you've got a supper that's going to be served.
Yes. The trail committee here in town is putting on a sandwich, pork sandwich, on Friday evening for anybody wishing to come in and support the trail and also kind of get a sneak preview of what's going to happen over the weekend.
Excellent. And I see you've got some entertainment throughout the weekend as well. Folks
yes.
will have plenty to do.
Entertainment by local singers and musicians. They play most of the day out there. And we usually have some cloggers on in the afternoons for a little while before the parade.
Well, we always talk about the Carstens Farmstead being over there by Shelby. But more specifically, Mel, if folks are coming over, where do they find you?
Take off. Get off exit 34. Go a half mile south, half mile west, and a half south again.
Honestly, once you get off I-80, you'll probably start to see the signs.
The signs will be on Interstate 80. We'll have you marked when you come off which way to go. So just go south, and like I said, a half mile, and there's signs. And if there's signs from the coming in from the south, too, but easiest to stay off the interstate.
Absolutely. Well, sometimes we miss those things that are right under our nose, and I know I've had a chance to be over there as well to the Carstens Farmstead. It's a neat place. It's very interesting to step back in time like that, and they've done a great job, all those volunteers, making sure that it still reflects the mission there. It's the 1880 Farmstead.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of volunteers, and even down to the blacksmiths. Volunteers come in from quite a distance to it. Just didn't know local people that helped support us too.
You bet. And it might be an 1880 farmstead, but they are online. You can check out more information at karstensfarm.com if you want to see a complete list of all the activities and the times that things are going to be happening and all the things going on around the farm, not just during farm days, but all year long. Make sure you check that out as well. Friday night for dinner, of course, Friday's Kids Day, but Saturday, Sunday, big days, all day long activities there at the Karstens Farm Days, September 10th and 11th here this weekend over by Shelby. Mel Hersey again. Hey, thanks so much. Good luck. We hope you have great weather and a great time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.